Indian-Pakistan are neighbors who have fought four wars. They meet again Sunday in what might be the most watched game of the Cricket World Cup. Maybe they'll ask BJ Lederman, who does our theme music, to play the opening anthem. And Pierre's Lauren Freyer in Mumbai.
Pakistani TV shows an Indian fighter pilot in captivity, sipping tea while being interrogated. He refuses to divulge anything.
And what was your mission?
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to tell you this.
This actually happened back in February, when Pakistan shot down an Indian fighter jet, interrogated the pilot, and aired footage amid airstrikes that brought these nuclear-armed neighbors very close to all-out war. The pilot was released home to India, and now a spoof of his interrogation is airing in Pakistan. This time, it's not India's military secrets the Pakistanis are after. It's India's game plan for the Cricket World Cup.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to tell you this.
Okay, how is the tea?
Tea is fantastic.
Actors then tussle over the teacup as if it symbolizes the Cricket World Cup. This ad has sent Twitter into a tizzy with memes of teacups and trophies ahead of Sunday's cricket match.
Pakistan versus India, 16 June, live on Jazz TV.
This is one of the world's biggest sports rivalries, arch-enemies India and Pakistan on the cricket field. Sunday's match is in Manchester, England, and up to a billion people are expected to watch on TV. There are cricket watching parties across South Asia.
So we all friends just want to get together and scream and shout and cheer for India.
Mrinalini Dev plans to be at this Mumbai sports bar with a big bucket of beers. She's got to pace herself, though. These matches last 8 to 10 hours. One table over is Parag Grewal, a ship's captain in port for the weekend. He says he hopes cricket can boost diplomacy. After all, the Pakistani prime minister is a former captain of his country's cricket team. Imran Khan led Pakistan to its only World Cup victory in 1992. He was a star even in India.
As a sportsman, he used to be very nice and pally with all the Indian players. Now also he can be that arbitrator who can diffuse the situation and get a little more brotherly love.
That's a sentiment expressed by fans on both sides of the border. Indians and Pakistanis are watching this match not only for the sport of it, but also for a glimpse at rivals who used to be their own countrymen before colonial India was split up a lifetime ago. Ayub Malik is a cricket fan in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. This match, he says,
it should create love, affection. We are the same people. We should compete, but compete for the betterment of the society. And the cricket is the one of the instrument of that.
It's a nice thought, but India-Pakistan relations are at a low point. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was just re-elected, in part by talking tough on Pakistan. He's refused peace talks with Prime Minister Khan. Neither leader has plans to attend Sunday's match. They'll probably tune in, though, along with hundreds of millions of their citizens. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.